times the implementation conversations happen at the end of a campaign rather than in the beginning. What's been fantastic is that under the, you know, the leadership of Commissioner Peterson in Multnomah County, and the leadership of so many community-based organizations, practitioners, and parents, we've been able to build that pretty well already. And so we already have a roadmap with so many implementing aspects that can be done literally on day one when we start having these conversations of implementation. That's something that you don't really see happen often in many campaigns. And so this has been really well cooked out. Again, the fact that it's been going on for over 2 years now just tells you the commitment, the passion, and the need that the community truly thinks there is in Multnomah County.
The Preschool for All measure is an investment in the future of the families in Multnomah County and beyond, parent leader Gray Hollifield said.
This measure is something that will continue to keep giving. It won't stop giving. You know, some things you invest in it, and then in a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, it fades out. This won't fade out. This will be a priceless investment that will continue to give from years to come. When my great-great-grandkids are going to high school or going to preschool or whatever, this is something that will continue to give over and over again.
The Preschool for All measure 26214 will be on the November ballot in Multnomah County. If passed, the income tax will be in effect on January 1st, 2021, and the first Preschool for All programs will open in fall 2022. For KBOO News in Depth, this is Hannah Merzbach.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, one of your interim station co-managers and the host for News from the Boo. News from the Boo is a show for our listeners. It's for our volunteers. It's for our members. It's for anybody who likes listening to KBOO and wants to know what's going on, because we talk about all things that are going on inside, outside, about, all things KBOO. So thanks for tuning in today. So here we go. What's going on at KBOO? First thing I want to talk about is our new programmers. I know if you've been listening to News from the Boo for the last few weeks, especially back in the summer, you heard me making all sorts of announcements about accepting program proposals for new shows, for new programmers, and all those people submitted their programs, and we just had our first meeting with them, so that was awesome. So I just wanted to say hello and welcome to all of our new programmers. You'll hear their shows starting in November, so tune on in and hear what's new. We got people in the public affairs as well as people in the late night, in the evening, music shows, so yeah, new voices all times of the day. And then things to tune into coming up on Saturday, we got our Halloween dance party that begins in the evening, so tune on in 7 o'clock and into the spooky hours. So, you know, dress up and do the hashtags and show us what you're doing for your Halloween dance party. I know I am sheltering in place and, you know, dressing up and eating my bowl of candy since I won't be giving it out. But, you know, I'll be tuned into KBOO, dancing in my costume, eating my candy. So tune on in that Saturday night, October 31st, for KBOO's Halloween dance party. Then something else that hopefully is way less spooky will be our election coverage on Tuesday. Coverage begins in the evening, so we'll have our regular news coverage, and then tune in for our special programming after the news, and then tune in for our special programming that night. There'll be reports as the polls close and we start getting some numbers, especially around our local elections. And our news director is working really hard on it. She's setting up all sorts of interviews with people who can give analysis and people who are Well, ready to give you the KBOO local coverage of our local elections. So again, tune in on Tuesday evening to hear about what's going on in your community. And a quick PSA to everybody, just a reminder that it is now past the date to put your ballot in the mail. So I know that I still haven't mailed my in, so which means I'm going to be taking mine to a drop box as we have them all over Portland. More information about the drop boxes can be found on Multnomah County's website. And yeah, because we're past that mail-in date, we are now at the drop-off into the ballot boxes. So just a quick reminder so that you can see how your vote turns out on Tuesday, and you'll be listening Tuesday night to KBOO News. Wait, and then something else you need to tune into immediately. Tonight at 7 o'clock is going to be a rebroadcast of our interviews with our board of directors candidates for KBOO. So tune in tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. And if you miss any part of that, you can find that on our website at kboo.fm, along with all the candidate statements and information about all our KBOO board of director candidates. And so that's something else that you need to be checking your mailboxes for, those ballots that have been mailed out and you need to mail them back. So make sure that you tune in, figure out who you want to vote for, and then mail those ballots for KBOO's board of directors back to KBOO. And those need to be mailed back by the time of our annual meeting. Our regular annual meeting that's open to all of our members is happening a little bit later this year. It happens earlier in the fall, but this time it's happening on Saturday, November 7th. And it's going to be an online event so that it's COVID friendly. And that's from 2 to 4 p.m. And if you just go onto our website, onto kboo.fm, you can find the link there, or no, you can find the link to register to attend the annual meeting. And so that's open again to all members. So I know I'll be attending. I'm a member of KBOO, so I hope to see you there, because we've got performances with awesome artists, and we will be given a state of the station from our president, Cat Meow, and also just a chance for members of KBOO to see each other, but you know, on Zoom. So make sure to register for that. Again, that's on Saturday, November 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. And from our committees, so we have committees at KBOO. It's open to our members and our volunteers, and our development and events committee is looking for people who would like to be part of that. On the committee, you help give suggestions and help carry out that aspect of KBOO. So if you're one of those people who likes to help with fundraisers, or maybe you've volunteered at the book and record sale or any sort of KBOO events in the past, and you thought, hey, I'd like to be a little bit more involved and maybe help and volunteer, give some time. You know, we're not doing a lot of in-person events, but we are amazingly still doing events. Life at KBOO still continues. So yeah, if you are one of those development and events people, then email us at development@kboo.org and say, hey, I'm interested in being on the development and events committee. And we'll plug you right in, because yeah, it's fun. KBOO is not just about radio. It's also about all the things that we do to get out into the community. And then, of course, one of the last things is that we're in the last week of our membership drive. I know you've been hearing me talk about it for a while, and I really want to say thank you to everybody who not only listened, but also was able to support. And even if you weren't able to support, I thank you for listening to me talk about it on all these weeks on News During the Boo. We kind of had a long membership drive this time for the fall, and you know, we're in that home stretch. So if you're one of those people who, you're one of those people who's like, I don't know when I should give. I think I should wait till the absolute last minute so that the suspense can be maximized. Well, this is the week to do it. Our drive ends this week. So if you have been putting out becoming a member of KBOO, now is the moment. You can just go onto our website at kboo.fm and you can click on that donate button. It only takes a couple minutes to donate to KBOO. We appreciate it if you can become a sustaining member. You joined thousands of people who are already sustaining members and are helping to keep these airwaves going for everyone in Portland and beyond. So help us meet our $80,000 goal. We have a $5,000 match for this last week, thanks to an anonymous donor. So we just want to give a big thank you to them as well. And so don't just like sit there and let the match just sit there by its lonesome. You know, double your dollar, as they say. So kboo.fm, click on the donate button or snail mail it in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And we appreciate anything that you can give right now to support community-powered radio. We know it's a hard time for everyone right now. And so, you know, if it's not your time right now, then it's your time to keep listening to KBOO because that's what radio is all about. Just tune in that dial or go to that website and keep listening because we love listener support as well. Well, that's all the news I got for News from the Boo for today. And so News from the Boo is on every Wednesday at 5:45 p.m., which means we will talk to you again next week.
What do we mean when we talk about personality? What is your personality? It is the way you get along with other people around you and with your changing environment. You want certain things from other people. The way to go about getting those things reveals your personality. Your personality is the way you affect other people. Think about that. The way you affect other people.
Driving around, and we would see Nazi skinheads. We'd jump out of the car, and we're like, "Are you white pride? Are you white pride?" And we start swinging.
They are part and parcel of the story of Oregon. They are part of the history here, and so we should never behave as if because they become less visible, they've